While more and more African football players are making an impact at the top level in Europe, European clubs have started opening up new academies in Africa to locate and train future talent.
Joe, I won't do about win.
It is game day Saturday at the Feyenoord Fete Football Academy on a windy seaside pitch.
Good, Joe, and then go.
A mix of Ghanaian and Dutch football coaches scream advice. Their under 16 team is playing a side with much older players. The opposing captain, Romeo, a 22-year-old, is a struggling semi-pro with a bum ankle. Romeo seems somewhat jealous. He says he tried to get into the academy but was rejected.
I was willing to come here but I couldn't get any help.
Oh, because to come here you need
somebody to bring you. Or in Ghana football, unless you have a manager to bring you along, so that in terms of they are doing justifying, so that if they want you, they see your performance that you are good, then they pick you.
But the technical director of the camp, Sam Arde, denies this. He says he picks the best players from throughout Ghana, sending out scouts to watch even the most remote sandlot games. He says he only wants young teenagers so he can have time to develop their skills. He also makes sure they get free schooling, compliments of the academy.
If I see my boys playing against the big teams, then I become very, very happy. And it is the interest which is driving me here always, because you have to wake up early in the morning, 5 o'clock, and because the boys have to go to school. And the educational aspect is also paramount here. We try as much as possible to also give the boys some education, so that if at the end of the day they are not able to make it in football, then they will fall on the education.
Ghanaian workers sing as they set up a new football field with the latest state-of-the-art soft artificial grass. The Dutch club Feyenoord has spent millions here, hoping one of these players will turn into a star player, or at least more than a few of them will become serviceable professionals. While the second half is going on, a whole team of cooks is busily preparing food for the young athletes.
We give them breakfast, that is the normal breakfast that we get. And then in the afternoon we give them our local Ghanaian dish. And then in the night we give them the continental dish. Now they have to get a lot of energy. So when they go to park, they train, after that they have to replace the energy. So we give them energy food. Yeah, like I will give them more carbohydrates.
It is now resting time for the players who listen to music from their dorm room bunk beds. The academy team lost the game, but it was just a friendly against a much older team. 15-year-old Francis Joe Mensah is one of the academy's best players, a lightning-quick, technically solid left back who can also play left wing. He predicts he will make it in Europe. He says he has no fear of failure.
No, I'm not afraid. Last time we were here, they teach us a lot of things. You see, everything they do in Europe, they teach us here. So I'm not afraid. So I'm putting my best to get to the highest level.
Mensah also draws inspiration from Ghana's first ever qualification for the upcoming World Cup in June. But he believes his generation will do even better.
They have the talent. For Ghana players, they have the talent. But they have to really polish it. That's why we are here. So they are polishing us. I think we will be better. When we have the talent and then we polish it, we will become the best.
Unlike Freddie Adu, a young Ghanaian who became a precocious professional in the United States and refused to play for Ghana in this year's World Cup, all the players at the academy say they want to play for the Black Stars, as the Ghanaian national team is known. For those who fail to make it to the bigger stages, the academy has a team that plays in Ghana's professional league, and in the meantime, they also get to go to a nearby school for free, which in Ghana is no small feat. Nico Columbant, VOA News at the Feyenoord Academy in Ghana.